Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Wildfires sweeping across western areas of the Hawaiian island of Maui.
According to a press release from Maui County, 36 total fatalities have been discovered amid the active Lahaina fire. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina town have gone up in smoke, where fires fueled by wind from a Pacific hurricane are concentrated. More than 270 structures are damaged or destroyed. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Officials are asking tourists to please stay away from the area.
There's upwards of 4,000 people who have evacuated this area. All of this comes as three major wildfires continue to burn at this hour.
President Biden wrapping up his Western swing today with a stop in Salt Lake City. Biden will speak this morning at the Veterans Affairs Health Center on the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act. That legislation he signed last August provides expanded benefits to military veterans sickened by exposure to toxic burn pits at military posts worldwide. Some 100 million Americans are at risk this week as severe weather sweeps across the eastern two-thirds of the nation. Forecasters say heavy downpours and strong thunderstorms will slam dozens of areas into the weekend. Some communities could face flash flooding, damaging winds. Those could barrel through more than once. Nearly 100 people in the U.S. and Australia have been arrested on child sex abuse charges in a global investigation that began after two FBI agents were killed 2 years ago. The Australian Federal Police announced this week that 19 men have been arrested on charges of sharing child sex abuse material online, and at least 13 children were rescued in a joint operation with the FBI. This is USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
PPI medications are being linked to a greater risk of dementia for those taking them over several years.
That's according to research published in the journal Neurology. PPI medications are proton pump inhibitors, which millions of Americans take to treat heartburn and acid reflux. They've been linked already in the past to a higher risk of kidney failure, stroke, and early death. I'm Brian Shook.
Former NFL receiver Henry Ruggs being sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, that for a deadly DUI crash in Las Vegas. The accident happened in 2021 and ended in the death of Tina Tintor and her dog. Ruggs slammed his Corvette into the back of Tintor's car, causing it to go up in flames. Disney continuing to raise prices across its streaming platforms. Ad-free Disney Plus will now cost $13.99 a month starting on October 12th, with the price of Hulu without ads jumping to $17.99 a month. Both raises are 20% or more higher than previously raised. Ohio State will be looking for a new athletic director after this season. Current AD Gene Smith announced yesterday say he'll retire after the 2023-24 academic year. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem, because you know what we're talking about here isn't a political thing. The political stuff is what got us into the mess to begin with, okay? So this isn't about Democrats, Republicans, it's just about us. You know, children of God, made in His image, reaching out for that higher calling that He has before us. And here we are getting ready to get back to school, and our next guest says it's time to get back to prayer, seriously, because it is a spiritual battle that we are fighting for 10 years. Sharon James has been the vice president of Proverbs 31 Ministries and co-host of their daily radio feature. An author of 25 books with Harvest House, Moody Publishers, Baker Books, Multnomah, and Thomas Nelson, also written numerous magazine articles. Sharon, we welcome you to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here for our audience's sake because we got to ready up. You know, the school year is coming. This is going to be like no other school year that we've ever faced before because the last 2 years have been quite a revelation. I believe God has opened our eyes to see the evil that has been running amok in our school systems and public education in particular. And, I understand some parents, Sharon, I tell you, some parents are just so grieved by it. They have prostrated themselves before God asking for forgiveness. And I think that's a good first step is humbling ourselves and saying, okay, what can we do for the sake of our children to right the ship and to make sure that we're in alignment with God's will for our kids, right?
Right, right. You know, Bill, I think that like no time ever before in history, there's just an all-out war for the hearts and minds and the soul of our children. And when we see it on the news, you read it in the paper. I mean, just thinking about 2022 with 51 school shootings, I mean, more than ever in history. And there's been, you know, since they've been recording them since, and isn't it awful that we have to record those things? Since 2018, there've been 167. And you think just what they're exposed to, even on the school bus and the internet through social media. And kids are just being attacked on every side. So we have got to pray. I mean, parents can't be everywhere, but God can. So we need to be on our knees praying for these kids.
Well, the thing is amazing, just as you talk about some of these statistics, this isn't something that just happened last week. I mean, this has actually been going on. And I felt like, I even had to go to my kids and say, I am so sorry. I had no idea that this was happening. Because the thing is that happens is everything around school, it kind of becomes a bit of a cocoon. And it's, you know, like what happens in school stays at school kind of thing. And the kids were reluctant, to tell us what's going on. And it wasn't, again, thankful for COVID. We started seeing, what was happening in the classrooms and what the, teachers were, telling our kids. And you're thinking, and on top of that, they were saying, oh, yeah, by the way, we don't want parents to be around. Don't let your parents. I know we're doing this as a convenience for you out of your home, but we don't even want your parents to be part of the educational process and even peek in and listen to what we're saying. Right.
Right, and that's just unthinkable that a teacher would say that. Now, also, there's some great teachers out there too that are mm-hmm. are teaching our kids the truth, but we have to really be careful and ask our children, because, like you said, Bill, they're reluctant to tell us, and one reason is because they're embarrassed. I mean, mm-hmm. if I try to picture myself as a teenager telling my parents what I was hearing in school at this day and age, I would be embarrassed to tell them. So we do have to ask good questions. And that question, how was your day at school, and get an answer, fine, that's not good enough. I mean, we need to be specific with them, asking them what kind of questions they're hearing, because we need to know. And, Paul tells us this struggle that we're talking about with the kids and with the school and what they're hearing in the Internet, the bottom line is, Paul tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, against mm-hmm. spiritual forces. So we can't, like I said before, we can't be everywhere, but God can. And we mm-hmm. need to be praying against the spiritual forces. Yes, we need to stand up and speak to what the culture is telling our children and be aware of it. But we have got to be praying, because the mm-hmm. ultimate enemy, as we know, is the devil himself, and it's the dark forces that are in this world. So we've got to fight with mm-hmm. a way that attacks the real battle that's going on around us.
Well, the reality, to your point here, and even with Paul's warning, is they're back. The return of the gods, as Jonathan Cahn has written about. I mean, and if you think not, all you had to do was look in the streets of America during the month of June. It's just crazy. Drag queen story hour. Men dressed up like women, the culture turned on its head. We're becoming more and more a godless society, and our kids are part of this universe. How do you keep them pure, from the infection of this culture that is running, with impunity, and even more so than just impunity. I mean, you've got government agencies, you've got institutions that are backing this evil behavior. I don't know what else to call it. I call it evil behavior, and then, of course, I run the risk of being censored, even though, I'm so grateful for this outlet that we have here, Sharon, because this is an independent entity, and I'm not censored like in some outlets like YouTube, because some of these things, because we're talking about spiritual issues, can be perceived as being hate speech. And if that's the case, then, they come after us, they deplatform us, and, we go through that exercise. But, I have to do what God's called me to do. And we have to speak the truth. I mean, that is the power, that is the gift that God has given us, is the truth. And without God, then we deceive ourselves and we deceive others. And this is where this culture is right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we speak the truth, some people are even afraid to pray the truth. When it comes to, for example, some of the gender issues that you've mentioned, there's so many out there who are not standing on the truth, and they are just giving way to what the culture says and the cultural relativism that we see. But and the Bible warns about that. I mean, I believe we're in the last days, and it says in the last days people are going to basically believe what they want to believe. They're going to have their ears tickled, and they're not going to stand on the truth. Mm-hmm. So we see that all around us, not just in the world, but in the church today.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why it's so important, for people to reengage and get back to first principles, get back to the Word of God, get back to prayer. Again, it's not about stuff. It's about God. It's about people. And we need to refocus on these, first principles that Jesus taught us about, so that we can be conformed to righteousness and not to the evil of this world. Because there's a lot of pressure. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you got to think, Sharon, if our parents, our original parents, Adam and Eve, here they are in the garden with God, if they could be so easily beguiled, what makes you think that we cannot be?
Right.
I mean, that thought just crushed me. I I thought about that the other day. For some reason, it came up in my devotion time, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, wow.
I'll tell you one thing, though, Bill. It doesn't happen by us standing firm. Doesn't happen by accident. We have to be diligent, and we have to stand fast to the truth.
Sharon James is with us. We are going to get in detail about her book, Praying for Your Child from Head to Toe. You ready to do that? You ready to learn how? I'll tell you, she's got a great book. This is a 30-day guide to powerful and effective scriptural-based prayers. You want that, right?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Yeah.
You know, it's back to school, and the best-selling author Sharon James offers adults a practical, specific guide to praying for their whole child, from their mind, their thoughts, to feet, the path they walk. In praying, her new book, In Praying for Your Child from Head to Toe, she shows us, including grandparents and the family and friends, how to use the words of Scripture to pray powerfully and purposefully over our children from the cradle to the empty nest. That's what we want, right? Well, God has given us parents the privilege of shaping not just a human being, but an eternal soul for a very short, very fleeting period of time. Sometimes that responsibility can feel overwhelming, especially when it comes to prayer. In this book, Praying for Your Child from Head to Toe, Sharon shows us, and, you know, parents, grandparents, family, friends, how to use words of Scripture to pray powerfully and purposefully over our children from the cradle to the empty nest. I mean, it's a perfect example that Jesus showed us, right? I mean, when he responded so often, it was with the Word of God, right? Sharon, are you there?
Yeah, yes, I'm here. I'm so sorry. Yes, I was just so interested in what you were saying. but he did, and he did answer with the Word of God, and even when he fought the devil in the wilderness, mm-hmm. you know, that he was tempted three times, and every single time he didn't out-muscle him, he didn't out-fight him, he just out-truthed him with the mm-hmm. Word of God. And that's the same way that we can approach praying for our kids, because when we don't know what to pray, we know when we pray the Word of God, we are praying the will of mm-hmm. God. So that makes it easy for us. And you know, another thing too, Bill, that this pattern of prayer that I'm talking about, there's nothing magical about it at all. It's just a different pattern, a way to pray these 16 areas of a child's life. And I think about when the disciples asked Jesus, you know, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Well, yeah, that's the same thing I asked the Lord when I had a child. Lord, teach me how to pray for this child. And this is simply a pattern of prayer. Now, we know Jesus gave the disciples what we have come to call the Lord's Prayer. And mm-hmm. I don't believe he gave it to us as a rote prayer, but it's just a pattern of how to pray, by praising God, thanking God, praying for our daily needs, asking for forgiveness, praying for protection, and then praising him again. So this is a pattern of prayer that will help us keep focused and to pray powerfully for our children.
In your book, you break this down, you know, from head to toe. So give us some examples, this model, this pattern of prayer, because interesting you should say, you know, talk about the pattern of prayer of the Lord's Prayer. I was exposed to this a long time ago, and it really reshaped my understanding, because being born and raised a Catholic, I knew the Lord's Prayer from an early age. And but I didn't realize the dimensions that I was missing out until it was revealed to me just what you're saying, that this is a pattern, this is a model. So from the get-go, you know, when you talk about hallowed be thy name, well, mm-hmm. what is your name? And so then you begin to pray the names of God, and you bring in a dimension just in that first sentence of the Lord's Prayer that is very powerful. And with each understanding of God's name, you realize that, wow, this is part of your birthright. This is part of the benefit of being connected with God, right?
Yes. So let's look at these 16 areas, because as you mentioned, I start at the top and go all the way down to their feet. And we tend to call this covering someone in prayer in Christianese language, but that's basically what we're doing. We're covering them in prayer from top to bottom. So we're going to start at the top, which is with the mind. You know, the Bible says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that's where we're going to start, praying for what our children think about. Then we're going to go down to the eyes and what they look at. You know, we can't be there to control what they see, but we can pray, Lord, protect them from stopping and looking at what they're saying and allowing thoughts to enter their minds through the portal of their eyes, praying Scripture. And listen, with every one of these 16 areas, there's 30 days of praying over these 16 areas and a Scripture that's written out for each one and then a prayer for each one of those Scriptures. So we've got the mind, we're praying for their eyes, we're praying for their ears, and for who and what they listen to. Because as our children go to school, they're on the bus, they're with friends, if they listen to the wrong voice, they will make the wrong choice. So we want to pray about what they're listening to, the music they're listening to, the people they're listening to. Then we're going to move down to their mouth, and we're praying for the words that they speak. The Bible tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we want to pray that the words they speak will be good words, that be godly words. But I'm going to say here too, Bill, you know that old saying that you probably heard when you were a child, monkey see, monkey do the same as you.
Right.
We can pray all we want to about our child and their words, but they're going to model what they listen to their parents say. So as we pray for these all these different areas, we have to make sure we're modeling that too. We can pray that they will use swear words, but if they hear us doing that, they'll probably do it too. So we got to make sure that we're being an example. And I love what this Roy Williams, of all people, is going to quote. He said that words start wars and end them. They create love and choke it out. They bring us to laughter and bring us joy. And as I mentioned, that verse, death and life are in the power of our words. It's very important with respect to that. Number five, we're going to pray for their neck. Now, the neck is what turns their head. It's what turns their head for them to make decisions, because the decisions they make will determine their destiny. Our decisions determine our own personal history. And you mentioned the garden in our first segment together, and what the Adam and Eve, what they listen to in the decisions that they make. You know, it is a huge gift and responsibility that God even gave us the gift of joy. Yeah, the gift of free will. So we need to be praying for our children and the choices they make throughout their days. Then we move down to the shoulders, and that is their burdens and their worries. And yes, our children have burdens and worries at such an early age. I remember talking to my little niece who was 4 years old, and she'd just gotten a guinea pig. She was so excited about the guinea pig. And I said, well, I had a guinea pig when I was 4 years old. And then she said, well, what happened to him? Did he die? And do guinea pigs go to heaven? And she started, I'm like, oh, why did I mention my guinea pig? But the thing is, she was already at 4 years old worried. And they can be so worried. So we want to pray for the stress that our children had and pray that they learn how to give that to God. We've looked at some.
And it's okay to pray for your guinea pig, too. It's okay. So
You can pray for a guinea pig if you want to.
Right, exactly. Just saying.
And she certainly did pray for her guinea pig. But, you know, statistics show that stress among kids has risen 45% in the past 30 years. Well, can you imagine how much it's risen just since 2020?
Oh, no. Yeah,
so exactly. We need to be praying, as Peter says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. Praying for them and then teaching them how to do that. Then we move down to the seventh area, which is the heart. That's who and what they love. Because who and what they love, we know, will become who they really are. We pray for their back. This is a huge one. This is their spiritual and their physical protection. We've already gotten into that in the first segment here together, that we are fighting a spiritual war, and the battle that we face is not necessarily a physical, a blood and flesh and blood.
Sharon, just kind of a heads up. We've got about a minute and 45 seconds left here, so I don't know if we can cover all the body parts, but go ahead.
Let me just shoot these. Yeah. So anyway, we go all the way from the back. We go down to the ring finger and the side and the sexuality, praying about gender confusion, legs, knees, and then down to the feet, the path that they take, and scripture over each one of those areas.
And so and in this devotional, this takes them day by day, and brings clarity to what we're praying for. But what an awesome deal that God has given this to you, Sharon, that you're sharing it with us.
Hey, and I want to also say that, you know, my audience, or I shouldn't say audience, but the people that I do ministry with and for are women. And so this book is geared toward that, but there's nothing wrong with a father picking this book up. It is, very suitable for fathers to pray over their children, too.
Well, especially their fathers. I mean, they are, when you think about it, in terms of the ultimate protector. I mean, are they not?
Yes, they are.
and the other thing, and the other thing that happens is that as you pray this, you're blessing, you're praying this into your very own spirit as well, coming into alignment with God's purpose for your child and your child as well. Boy, that is a powerful force when you've got the Father in heaven, the Father on earth, the child, and let's bring in the mother for the cherry on top. Why not, right?
Nice.
Sharon James, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Book will be linked on the website.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken?
computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bay News Update. Wildfires sweeping across western areas of the Hawaiian island of Maui. At least 36 people have died. Around 4,000 are being evacuated. President Biden wrapping up his western swing today with a stop in Salt Lake City. He will speak this morning at the Veterans Affairs Health Center. Some 100 million Americans are at risk this week as severe weather sweeps across the eastern two-thirds of the United States of America. Nearly 100 people in the U.S. and Australia have been arrested on child sex abuse charges in a global investigation that began after two FBI agents were killed 2 years ago. Older Americans' medical debt has soared to $54 billion in unpaid bills, despite having insurance. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You want to throw an X at me, as they used to say. I guess we have to say that now, John, instead of tweeting. You just got to throw an X our way. So X me at BMartinezLive.com. Dr. John Zemeric is with us right now, the author, senior editor at Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. That change of branding at Twitter is maybe the dumbest thing I've seen since the movie Spinal Tap, when they decide to call their album the Black Album, and it's exactly. Just completely black with no writing and no picture, nothing on it. That is the level of stupid that taking a powerful brand like Twitter and tweeting right. with the bird and throwing it away in place of like a cheesy X logo that looks like it's from a heavy metal band in the early 80s like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, exactly. What was it? Did they get somebody from Bud Light from their marketing department there and said, hey, I got a genius idea? Or, Lord, I know, I'm like...
At least if they called it Triple X, they would have attracted some perverts by accident. You know,
what do you mean? My understanding is they're pretty well housed there anyway. So, in some manner or form. But, yeah, go ahead, real quick.
Social media definitely favors the weirdos and perverts. They are definitely more powerful than we are. But I, you know, Elon Musk has been giving us some hope. I'm still permanently banned for life. But you know,
Elon Musk life, huh?
Does,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still in YouTube jail. But I guess I haven't done anything significant enough to get banned. You know, at 1X yet, so we'll see.
Elon Musk is somebody we have some hope for. He's an independent-minded man of independent means. Most of the wealthy people in the world either inherited their money and grew up rich and privileged, or are deranged megalomaniacs like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who want to cull the population. They openly say they want to reduce the number of people in the world, and then they expect us to trust them when they tell us vaccines are safe.
Right, right. Yeah, and let me introduce you to this communist-controlled group called the WHO, because these guys, we're going to put them in charge of everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the lambs trusting the guy in the bloody apron carrying the hatchet.
Don't go there. Yeah, exactly. No, it's
speaking of which, I've got at stream.org. I've got a great interview with Steve Deese.
I know Steve. Yeah, we're old friends forever. Yeah, yeah.
He wrote the book. The movie Nefarious is based.
Nefarious, right?
And he has a very powerful new book called The Rise of the Fourth Reich. He co-wrote it with Daniel Horowitz. And what it does is it shows how COVID policies, from lockdowns to school closings to church closings to mandatory vaccines, mandatory taking of an experimental gene therapy that had never been tested, its administration to pregnant women, being pushed on children, how these things violate the Nuremberg principles that were established after the Nuremberg war crimes trials took on the associates of Josef Mengele for the cruel Nazi experiments on human subjects during the Holocaust. The basic Nuremberg principles are that you don't use human beings as guinea pigs, you don't test things on them without their informed consent, and you don't do medical experiments on people that can't benefit the subjects of the experiments themselves, but can harm them. And all of those things were violated at every level by the COVID policies, all the way down to the blue state nursing home genocide, where they intentionally dumped COVID patients in nursing homes in blue states, killing tens of thousands of Korean War veterans and great-grandmothers. Mm-hmm. I think in order to spike the death statistics in blue states, in order to keep ballot harvesting and to keep all the other lax election regulation to steal the 2020 election. That's what I believe.
John, what you're saying is so true, and yet so diabolical. And because of the level of insanity and injustice, what they perpetrated, it is near impossible. And this is what they count on. The elites count on this, is that the people will never figure it out. I mean, it's just too insane. It's just like not trying to figure out where all the money, went into the Biden family camp. You know, they got this big shell game of all these, different, bank accounts and whatever. And like the one guy from Ukraine said, it'd take 10 years to figure this out. It's such a complex network. But, this year is just.
What the Democrats have figured out is that if the things you do are outrageous and wicked and evil enough, anyone trying to talk about it will sound like a paranoid lunatic, and so you'll be able to get away with it.
Right, right. Well, it's like it's out of the same cloth as how do you kill 11 million people? You just get them to buy into a big lie, which Andy Andrews wrote, a great little book, powerful book, but it's the psychology of humanity. And here it is, it's all being repeated. But, John, what you and I are talking about right now, YouTube would not accept. We'd be canceled in a heartbeat because it's clearly in violation of the WHO guidelines. And I didn't realize, I don't know why I didn't. I thought it was only Facebook that did this. But I guess all the social media have taken the pill together and agreed that the WHO controls our health guidelines. And Joe Biden is trying to federalize that so that the next pandemic comes along. Hey, we're going to listen to the communists. We won't even be able to listen. I mean, you think you can't listen to your doctors now, and you think about culling the herd. I mean, it will be on steroids.
Yeah, well, my cardiologist is Dr. Peter McCullough, who got driven out of his practice He got his board certification stripped, all for saving lives of COVID patients when you weren't supposed to save them. The point was that they were supposed to die so that we could have high death statistics so that we can justify the state of emergency. And again, the Democrats found a very clever psychological loophole that if people are terrified of a pandemic, if they're terrified of contagion, of infection, they'll be willing to see even the Constitution suspended. And unfortunately, there is a Supreme Court precedent saying that certain constitutional rights can be suspended in time of epidemic. And they were thinking of tuberculosis, and they were thinking of the flu after World War I. And the Democrats have had their time, all their Yale-educated lawyers poring over Supreme Court precedents, and they found the loophole they need. And they're going to use the paranoia of contagion. Again, it worked so well last time. All the churches closed down, folded like cheap tents, admitted they were inessential. All the abortion clinics stayed open, and they were closed the schools. They were able to force an abortion-derived vaccine onto conservative Christians who willingly took it because their pastors, many of whom had been paid off by Francis Collins using NIH money. Megan Basham documented that. Read Megan, look up Megan Basham documenting the thousands and thousands of dollars that were funneled to evangelical leaders and Catholic bishops by the likes of Francis Collins to move them to be COVID villains. It is so staggering and depressing to read.
You see, and the fact of the matter is, see, as you're saying this, and some people, it's so mind-blowing for them, but you got to pause for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what we're saying to you, it's up to you to own your own knowledge. Hopefully this motivates you to check it out for yourself, because the facts are there clearly, and more people. I mean, you may not fully understand, you know, just like, you know, you got 62% of America still has its doubts about the 2020 election. But, see, in polite company, John, you can't even bring that up, because that's a problem. Because it's been determined.
They criminalized it.
Yeah, exactly.
They're criminalizing it.
Right.
They're trying to imprison Donald Trump and his lawyers for daring to even ask about the 2020 election. That's how honest the election was. We have to imprison anyone who talks about it.
The fact that they're even playing that card is quite revealing. And America needs to open its eyes up real quick, because if not, look at this could be the beginning of the end. Or we have a chance to get on the other side of this and come up, you know, standing victorious, John. And that's my hope and belief. Dr. John Zemeric, more from him after this.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
Ugh.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
We're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues with us. John, that's one of the Trump's attorney spokespersons laid it out pretty succinctly, and there has been a consistent model that every time Joe Biden or Hunter Biden are in trouble, something happens to Trump almost immediately. And now
that was Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow did the timeline. The Department of Justice is acting as the PR wing of the Biden administration.
Right.
Richard Nixon never thought to corrupt the Department of Justice to anything like the degree that it has become the sock puppet of the Biden White House.
Right, exactly. Well, what I saw was a Trump attorney, and maybe Larry picked it up from her, because she had come out and spoke while Trump was being indicted and he was in the courthouse. But regardless, I mean, it's clear that there is a causal situation, and it's that obvious. And, of course, now the Democrats have really lost their mind. I mean, because this has been going on for years, right? All the money that we've spent, the legal process, everything else, a continuation. Yesterday was a continuation of the January 6th committee hearings. And this is why the chairman was saying, you know, maybe they could get some sort of redemption now that they got Jack Smith doing all this stuff. So it's clear what they're trying to do. And now they're saying, hey, why are we waiting? Just go ahead and throw him in jail. And so you got that dynamic and that pressure on one end. And then you got the other end, from the Republican Party going, what are we waiting for? Let's get the impeachment inquiry underway.
You know, there are very strong elements in the Republican Party that would rather see the Democrats win the election, would rather see the country go down the toilet than let Trump keep control of the Republican Party. Mike Pence came out supporting the indictments of Trump. Bill Barr came out supporting the indictment of Trump. We have to focus on that. The very people Donald Trump picked betrayed him and betrayed us. And they've shown what they're really loyal to. They're loyal to the uniparty, the one ruling party, the ruling class. All the people who gathered for John McCain's funeral. You had you had Michelle Obama holding hands and flirting with George W. Bush. That whole disgusting establishment, the Democrats and then the war party wing of the Republicans, they have shown themselves to be like, they're like a caste in India, like the Brahmin caste. They think it's their hereditary right to rule.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, no doubt.
Anyone, anybody who tries to speak up to the untouchables, the Dalits, anybody like Donald Trump, now, if he can't be defeated, he will be destroyed. His elections will be stolen. His associates, his attorneys will be disbarred and prosecuted. His supporters will be imprisoned. This is how the communists took power after 1948 in Eastern Europe. They perverted the legal process. They took over the press. They prostituted the constitutions of countries like Czechoslovakia and Hungary. And when necessary, they used naked violent force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sadly, that's the trajectory. And as we say, you know, we're, you know, as we've heard from, you know, the once King Solomon, there's nothing new under the sun. And there is a cycle that's playing itself out. So people of faith, especially, we know it. We know it from the Word of God. Okay, what are we to do, John? What is our supernatural, our spiritual response to this evil? Because this is just rank evil that's taking place. And as you say, rightfully so, this is a very self-appointed, specialized group of elites that think that they matter, you know, and and so we have to find a way to, in a sense, cancel them. And, you know, it's just like kind of like, you know, in high school, you would get these bullies, you get these people, and they think they're all that in a bag of chips until you stop paying attention to them. You just turn your back, you just walk on, you know, and we've got to find a way. Go ahead.
We have to boycott businesses that have thrown in with the evil, like Target and Disney and Bud Light, Fox News. Fox News is all in on this censorship.
Totally.
Fox News, it's just come out that Fox News does matching donations to Planned Parenthood and the Temple of Satan.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
Well,
Stop watching Fox News, even the good people on Fox News. Stop watching them. Watch Newsmax. Watch Real America's Voice with Steve Bannon. Do not support the enemy within, the people who pretend to be your friend. Sean Hannity will bring Lindsey Graham on to talk about why we need to go to war on behalf of Ukraine. These are not our friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are not our allies. These are the people who on election night 2020, they sounded like Polish communist media in 1975 denouncing Solidarity.
John, do you think that, you know, there's talk that, well, this is a good thing. I mean, here, what are we up to, about 75, 80 indictments against this president? And they're saying, well, this is going to be, Trump's got him right where he wants him, because now there's going to be discovery and the things that weren't looked into, though this might be January 6th, the predicate of January 6th is what happened in November. And there's been no study, there's really been no serious questioning and investigation of what happened in November. Why is it that you got 62% of America in agreement that, they just don't believe the numbers, and that Joe Biden you won. He may, that kind of deal. They'll sometimes mollify and say, well, give him benefit, but they don't believe that he got 82 million votes.
I think it's quite possible that one of Trump's attorneys said they're going to relitigate the entire election fraud case, and they're going to use this court as a venue to dig up the documents and to show Americans, to prove that the last election was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
It remains to be seen to what degree our legal system will collude in silencing this. Will the judge simply refuse the requests? Will
you
not be able to find an honest judge who will overturn her? This judge is a leftist activist with close ties to the Biden administration. She's
exactly.
been forced to recuse
mm-hmm.
herself.
Mm-hmm.
The jury pool is going to be like the O.J. Simpson jury.
Yeah, exactly.
They will convict Donald Trump of murdering JFK. They will convict him of starting the American Civil War. Maybe they'll convict him of being part of a slave owner's conspiracy in 1619. Whatever happens in that jury room is going to be a disgrace and a charade, and we're going to have to count on some higher court judges who are decent to overturn the conviction of Donald Trump. Donald Trump may well be elected president from a jail cell.
Could you imagine?
We, I was going to say this is un-American, but really what it is Latin American. This is the kind of stuff that happened in tragic countries like Honduras and Guatemala in the 1950s and 60s when the United Fruit Company was running the country from behind the scenes with help from the CIA, and opposition politicians were beaten up and jailed and their property stolen. This is the kind of thing that destroys countries when their elites are so corrupt and so utterly unconcerned with the ordinary lives of their fellow citizens. That's when you get horrible chaos and revolution, and these people, they don't care. They just want their gated communities to continue to be comfortable. They want to go to their parties in Foggy Bottom or in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and spout virtuous woke rhetoric and pretend that they care about the vulnerable, when in fact they are as privileged and out of touch and irresponsible as the elites were in France in 1789.
Exactly. Well, look, at America's eyes have got to open up. I think they're starting to, John, but we've got to come together. We've got to unify under this, unify under the Constitution and first principles. That's our birthright. And that's what we can stand on, our God-given rights. We need to bring God himself into the center of this morass, because he is the one that will powerfully reveal the rank corruption. Because the corruption, the deep state is a cesspool, John. It's a narcissistic cesspool that it stinks to high heaven. And it is unfortunate, because, like you said, you get these wolves in sheep clothing, like the Bill Barrs and that seem like but you can tell by what they say. I mean, because even like somebody like, for example, you know, Professor, you know, Jonathan, you know, from Georgetown, Turley.
He's a treasure.
I mean, he has some sober arguments about it. I mean, he's not a fan of Trump. But he's a fan of the Constitution and America and the foundation of that. He's the kind of person that you need to listen to, and that I am thankful for Fox in this regard, is they've been using the heck out of him, and he's a light to this dark world right now.
Absolutely, he's an honest liberal like Glenn Greenwald and Matt Taibbi and Naomi Wolf, the liberals who really believed the slogans about openness and free debate and democracy that they were speaking for the last 30 years. The ones who actually believed any of that are on our side now. The ones who never believed it, for whom it was always just convenient cynical political rhetoric, well, they're falling in with the deep state and the censorship and the woke canceling and the Salem witch trials, which are being run in America right now. My latest piece at Dream.org on this is Donald Trump indicted on heresy, witchcraft, and Sabbath breaking.
Check it out for yourself there at Stream.org. And you're exactly right, John. I mean, where's George Bush's words in defense of the Constitution, in defense of another Republican? Where's the Republican national committee, you know, to support Donald Trump?
Oh, no, they're just looking. They just can't wait to take back the Xerox machines and the coffee machines and the property of the Republican Party, so that they can continue to be like the Washington Generals.
Exactly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.